Hello, coaches, and welcome to the USA Football Coaching Coordinator Podcast Weekly Highlights. This week we have college leaders, we give you a piece of national conference, and we talk to coaches who have developed technique of players at the highest level. Monday, we're joined by Ferris State offensive line coach Sam Parker.
There's no kid on our team or program that goes like, oh, I'm not a starter. I don't want to be involved. Like, I'm just along for the ride and being a mopey kid. They're mopey because they don't have a role. Mm-hmm. When you give them a role or a purpose, and you're like, hey, dude, you got to be ready to play guard and tackle this week. And, like, you're our next best guy. Or maybe he's not that good. He's on there for, field goal, and that's about the only reason he's traveling on the bus. So now he's a coach. And usually, all my guys have smart minds. And I ask them questions, like, what do you guys think we should be running here? Or what do you, what should we do? And, it's not like they can say whatever they want, but I'd like to just get their input because they're, it's a good voice and a pulse. And we try to do that even in practice. The way we have practice where I stand, 10 yards behind the offensive line, my guys are right there next to me. So a play comes up that cause somebody out there doesn't know, you got five guys looking at you to call it out.
Tuesday, Brian Kite gives us a sneak peek into his presentation at National Conference.
Here's two conversations I've been having a lot recently. We talked, I think it was towards the beginning of the season, Keith, on one of the Leadership Journey episodes about building culture, being maniacal, being intolerant, and being loving. Mm-hmm. That to build a great culture, it's all about being maniacal, being a true maniac about your culture, being intolerant of things that don't fit and align with your culture and don't meet your standards, and doing that in a loving way where you build deep, strong relationships that are rooted in caring about people, investing in people, and having them invest back in you. And that if you split those three things up, bad things happen, right? But if you're all loving, but you tolerate less than behavior, we give people 11 chances and we use our care for somebody to keep them around for too long or allow them to negatively impact others. If you're intolerant, maniacal, but you don't have loving, you're just a dictator who, creates fear in people and doesn't build good relationships. Now that we're at the end of the season, what I think is really, really, it's great to be able to watch this. And for whatever reason, Keith, my observation is that, and this is going to blend into the second thing I see. My observation is, despite the fact that this is being said so often, and matched with things outside of the coaching realm, right? People say, be yourself. People say, don't try to mimic and copy other people. And, all these different things, these are kind of truths that have been shared around outside of even just the football space. But you say the word maniacal, you say the word intolerant. And in the coaching community, Keith, one of the things I see is coaches have a pattern of looking at other successful coaches. And rather than try to look at what are the systems and structures that those coaches have, that are not unique to their personality, but they are, structural approaches that I want to bring my personality and style and approach into, is still to this day, too often, coaches look at other successful coaches and then believe that because that coach is successful or was successful and then said or did this thing, that that's what it takes to be a successful coach.
Wednesday, we talked to NFL offensive line coach Paul Alexander to get insight from his book, Perform.
In order for a blocker to be proactive, and what does proactive mean? It means that I set in my spot and I determine what I want the rusher to do to me. And based on what I have allowed him to do, I know how to react. In the front of my meeting last year, I went and bought the biggest mirror I could find. Big stand-up wooden mirror, and I put it right in the front of the room. And every day, while they were watching film off to the side of the screen with the chalkboard on the other side, was this big, huge mirror. And it was a constant reminder of you have to know what you're showing the man you're playing against. He's looking at you. And based on what you tell him in your body posture is how he's going to react, right? I'm not sure we always think of it that way, but it's true.
Thursday, we talked to quarterback technician Will Hewlett about quarterback development.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, it's a great time to be in the industry. I do feel like there's been a really positive shift with coaches. And I think, you know, I think what Patrick Mahomes is doing and the success of what Baker Mayfield has done. And now there's this huge emphasis on, you know, finding that QB whisperer, you know, or just a guy that's been around a lot of great quarterbacks. And, you know, these guys getting big jobs like, you know, Cliff Kingsbury and you know, look at Graham Harrell from North Texas, who's another Texas Tech guy, just got hired at USC. So I think, you know, there's a shift in this QB centric, world we're in, and it's kind of ramped up a little bit heavier.
Friday, Keith Grabowski gives a page from his notebook about the leadership ladder.
Every part of the offseason would begin with something that was more coach-driven in terms of setting players' goals, helping them see where they need to get, and starting to move them along that path. But eventually, you're going to have to turn this over to your seniors, because the teams that are most successful can always point to having strong senior leadership, having strong leaders on their team.
Check out our blogs on blogs.usafootball.com and subscribe to the Coaching Coordinator Podcast on SoundCloud, iTunes, Google Play, Spotify, and Stitcher. Give us a like or a 5-star review. And don't forget, you can still sign up for National Conference at usafootball.com/NC19podcast.